With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, listening to the Alt in Our Stars podcast. That's the name of the show. My name is Chris Payne. I'm your host. This is a weekly podcast we do on Billboard.com where I sit down with an artist, band, interesting individual, whoever it is in the world of alternative music, and have hopefully a very interesting conversation with them. And this was an interesting one this week. Chatted with a little while ago. This was on board Paramore's Parahoy Cruise. Chatted with the band X-Ambassadors. Probably know them from the song Renegades. They've actually been together a long time before most people ever heard that track, which we talked about in this interview on board the Norwegian Pearl, on board a cruise ship. So picture us with the ocean in the distance, kicking back, talking music. Had a really good time doing this one. Like I said, a lot of people came to know them very recently through a hit song, but I think you'll be into hearing their backstory. They went through a lot to get to where they are today, and if you're doing the music, if you're in a band, this could be pretty inspiring to hear. It definitely inspired me, so hope you enjoy it. In the past, we've had a couple other podcast episodes from the Parahoy Cruise. This is actually the last from this batch of podcasts that I did when I was out there for Billboard. We had Lights and we had Churches also in different episodes of the podcast. You can check those out by a few things you can do. You can search for the Alt in Our Stars on iTunes. You can just go into the podcast app on your phone and search for the Alt in Our Stars. Or if you're viewing this story on Billboard.com, go to the bottom of the story, one of the bottom paragraphs there. You'll find a link for the Alt in Our Stars on iTunes. It'll take you right there. You can also listen to all the archived episodes. We've been doing this for over a year, so there's lots of good stuff to dig into there. And also, if you enjoy the podcast, we love hearing your feedback. So star rating helps with everything we do with the podcast. Here it is, X-Ambassadors on the Alt in Our Stars. Run away here with me. So we are on board the Norwegian Pearl with Sam and Casey from X-Ambassadors. What's up, guys?
Chillin', man. How you doing?
How's it going?
I'm living that cruise life.
Yeah.
You know.
Amen. That's how we do.
So we're on the last day of the cruise. Had some time to take it in now. Exceed, meet expectations. How's it been?
It's funny. I've never been on a cruise before, so I have to admit, I went into this with no expectations, with no idea what it was going to be like. And it's been pretty cool. I mean, honestly, it's, you know, I also got to bring my girl, so it's, you know, been a nice little vacation for us to, you know, a good amount of time to, you know, we get to spend together, you know, especially considering we're touring so much of the year that, you know, anytime I get to spend with her in a luxurious, you know, surroundings where we get to, you know, good food and, you know, hang out with good people. It's pretty cool.
And Sam, I saw you with your girl too.
Yes, my girl is also a present.
So, nice communal vibe here. Everyone's happy. Family, ex-ambassadors. I was just talking with Lights, who you guys go way back with.
Yep. Yeah, we went on our first like tour ever with her. It was our first official tour. She took us out as a support band. So it was a lot of fun.
Was that in the Just Ambassadors days?
That was in the Just Ambassadors, the pre-X days.
Would have been what, like maybe 3-4 years ago?
It was, I think, 2011, 2012. Yeah, 2000, can you remember? I think it was 2012, yeah. Spring of. Yeah.
Yeah, so what was the first thing that popped into your heads when you were asked to a music cruise?
First thing that always pops into my head whenever we get offered, you know, an opportunity to play shows is like, let's do it. You know, I'm all about playing live music and, you know, playing for, you know, fans and making new fans and all that. So I was totally 100% up for it. But, you know, again, I didn't quite know what to expect. I've never been on one of these. I've never really even talked to anyone who has. So, you know, it was one of those things where I, you know, jump at the chance to play shows, but I was almost a little hesitant just because I wasn't sure what the environment was going to be like outside of that. But, you know, it's an opportunity to play, man, and that's what I live for.
Because I guess with you guys, maybe even more so than other artists on the ship, it hasn't been that long that you've been like a big band. So it seems like there is some that's still the sense of like, oh yeah, let's play, like let's do it.
Yes, I mean, we have been working very, very hard for a long time. We've been a band for almost 10 years now. So we, on the one, the one hand, it's always good to try and expose yourself to new fans, people who haven't heard your music before.
Mm-hmm.
It's work that we're quite used to doing, and you know, it's
and how do you think the shows have gone so far, because you've had two
shows have been good
two different venues, the theater inside and then the outdoor deck stage.
They have both been good. The first show in the theater was it was a little weird getting used to the rocky stage.
I would say so. Was there, so yeah.
Yeah, outdoors was interesting because it was a beautiful day, but it was very hot. And today we'll be back in the theater at 10 p.m. And it should be good. I mean, we're all pretty exhausted. We came straight here from a European tour, so this has been pretty nonstop for us.
Yeah,
it'll be nice. Yesterday was a day off for us, so that was nice, and tomorrow will be a day off too. But tonight should be fun. We'll give it our best, like we always do.
Yeah, and a little bit more used to the rockiness inside the theater.
It's funny, like after having been on the boat for a couple of days, it's I guess it depends on the person, because my girlfriend's still not used to it. But I'm like, I barely notice half the time when the boat moves now. I just sort of roll with it, you know. It kind of, even the first night when I wasn't used to it, it added a little something. It makes it it's a different experience playing on stage, and I'm down with that. It was cool.
Yeah, and so it's about a year since VHS came out now, right?
Yeah, I guess it has been about that long. It's weird, man. It seems like both it was last week that we put it out, and it's been a million years, you know. But I guess that's how those things go. We've just been
June 2015. So.
Yeah.
So almost, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
3/4 of a year.
Exactly. But, man, we've been going ham. We've been going nonstop, you know, since then. We've pretty much been on a continuous tour, you know, since I think even possibly a month or two before the release. And it's been crazy, but it's been awesome, man. It's been, you know, what we've been aiming for, man. You know, it's the more we're touring, the more we know we're doing the right thing. And honestly, you know, I can't reiterate enough how much, you know, playing for live audiences, that's really what I... you know, what I started doing music in order to do.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you've been doing the band so long, but you've just, in the past, I would say year, maybe 2 years, like entered the consciousness of a lot of new fans. Like, has life changed a lot for you guys, or is it more similar than people might think?
Well, the main things that have changed are, you know, our schedules are a lot more packed in. We're traveling all the time. None of us have really gotten any chance to be home for more than maybe a week at a time, and that's kind of few and far between. It's nice because, again, we have been doing this for so long, and we've always, you know, believed in ourselves and always expected ourselves to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we're here, that feels good, and we can start thinking about what's next and moving on to the next point. The real difficult thing about being in a band in general is that you kind of exist in this bubble where you are surrounded by your, you know, for us, like close friends and family. You know, this is really a family unit, the band, the four of us, and now our crew too, a lot of whom have been with us for the past couple of years. So we all are a very tight community, and we travel together, and we're all in a different place every day, so you kind of stick to your people.
Mm-hmm.
And you exist in this little bubble that's kind of separate from the rest of the world, so you don't get to have much perspective on it until you're in a mall and you hear yourself on the radio, and that's blasting through the mall. It's pretty cool. Like, I was at the Verizon store, like, switching my Verizon bill for my phone, and like, our song came on. I was like, oh, this is my song. He's like, oh, yeah, I love this song, too. And I'm like, no, this is actually my song. It's, like, my song.
And I said, hey, 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 live it like we're renegades. Hey, 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 live it like we're renegades, renegades. Renegades. Long live the pioneer.
Yeah, I bet it must be interesting for a lot of people to get into the band through Renegades. Because I think the rest of the album doesn't sound a ton like it, so people might hear that song and get a vibe like it's more of like a folk influence sing along band, and then hear the album and be like, "Huh, this is interesting."
It's true. I mean, it's one of the things I've always been most proud of as far as our band goes is the fact that we were the type of band where every one of our songs is practically a different genre. Like we have so many different influences, and we span so many different sounds that, you know, it would be in, I'm sure if we had more time and more money, we'd put out entire albums of each different type of, mm-hmm. you know, song. But, you know, since especially for our debut album, we were trying to put out basically, you know, a representation of us as a band, and, you know, where all our influences are, and, you know, where sort of, you know, what types of music we all love. And it was a balance between, you know, getting all that on there and yet keeping it a cohesive whole, so it sounded like one band, one album, not just a mixtape. And I mean, it's a tricky balance to maintain, but I think we managed it. It's, you know, Renegades sort of is probably the folkiest song on there, but we also have a couple other tracks on the album that, you know, are definitely sing-alongable, and, you know, I think that's one thing that sort of links all of our songs together is the fact that, you know, you can pretty much sing along to all of them. You know, if you take a minute or two, learn a few of the words, you can pretty much, you know, you can get that hook right away. But yeah, I'm pretty proud of the fact that every single song on the album sounds completely different from every other one, man. That's the way I want to keep it in our future writing as well.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, you mentioned the mixtape in there. That makes me think, because the little interludes that are throughout the album kind of hold it all together, and listening to like a hip-hop mixtape, that's a parallel. Like, was that something you were going for?
Yeah, absolutely. That was the goal in the beginning. We wanted to do something akin to all the hip-hop records that we grew up listening to, like Fugees The Score and 36 Chambers and Ready to Die and Stankonia, and all those records have these incredible themes that go throughout the album and help tie everything together, and they're funny and they're poignant, and we hadn't heard that done with an alternative rock record, so we decided to do that ourselves. And the best way to do that would be to incorporate our story and tell our story using all these old home video clips that we had collected over the years, you know, from when we were kids to when we were teenagers all playing in band together for the first time, to when we were in college touring for the first time. So,
yeah, I get a sense from talking to a lot of like rock bands, or that in order to do that thing these days, you kind of have to come correct and just be really interesting, because a lot of stuff's been done already. And, you know, connecting with people who love hip hop now, that's a big thing.
Yeah, that's always kind of been a part of who we are, though. We've always, since we started playing music together when we were like 13 years old, we tried to incorporate hip-hop elements into our sound, because that's just a music genre that we love and we grew up with and connected with on a very early, you know, fundamental level. Yeah.
How is the hip-hop influence in like the earliest tracks? Like, how is it manifested?
Drums, usually.
Yeah.
That's where we start with. Usually start writing the song with drums, and yeah, you've got to find a good groove.
So you build the song from the drums. I feel like that's not the usual thing for how a lot of people write.
Not always. I mean, it's we don't always start from there, but the more hip-hop sounding tracks usually start from that place.
What about the sax? How do the sax come in?
Saxophone.
It's a Sam question.
Saxophone came in to play, again, just trying to find new sounds and trying to sound different. And saxophone's the first instrument I ever learned when I was in fourth grade. So when we started incorporating more hip-hop electronic elements into our sound, I wanted to also do something to counterbalance that, bring in something very organic and, the saxophone is as organic as you can get. You know, you're using your own breath, the life force inside of you, to play this instrument. It's not just, you know, playing with your fingers or your toes, or it's your breath.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, it was, of all the orchestra instruments, the last one introduced to the orchestra.
Yeah.
So there's a connection there.
Maybe. Yeah.
We can work that.
We'll work that in, yeah, sure.
The connection from the big band, maybe, to rock.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's there, man. It's there.
Saxophone's definitely, it's been a staple instrument of rock and roll. People don't even realize how big an influence sax has had on rock music over the history of it. I mean, everyone from, you know, the original, you know, original soul and rock guys, you know, from the 50s on through, you know, even Bruce Springsteen is famous. His band is famous. You know, David Bowie. There's so much saxophone and rock, and it's gotten overlooked. I think sort of really starting in the 90s, you know, the saxophone sort of fell out of favor for some reason. And, you know, it's definitely deserves a comeback, and I think it's starting to see that a little bit.
Maybe blame Bill Clinton on The Tonight Show
Fall
off in the 90s.
Maybe, although he's actually pretty good, I have to admit. You know, he's not a bad sax man.
Yeah, it's one of those things that feel like comes in like ebbs and flows, but there have been some recent like good pop songs and like more like indie leaning dance songs like Cut Copy and Chromeo that have used some good sax, some smooth sax lately.
Oh yeah, and I, you know, it's been there, you know, even over the, you know, I'd say even during the 90s and the early 2000s, there were, you know, great tracks with sax on them. People, you know, people just didn't pay much attention, didn't realize. And, you know, now when you look back, you're like, oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, I hear it there, too. It was still in there.
Yeah. Yeah, so, Sam, you work a lot of the sax into the set. Casey, I feel like one thing that is really important that you bring is in between the songs with the keyboards, kind of where the rest of the band might be tuning or getting gear together, those little interludes, kind of like on the album, too.
Yeah, I mean, we've always wanted to, you know, we've always tried our best to play a sort of seamless set, a set that's not just a collection of songs, but it's a whole show, you know, from start to finish. It's like takes you on a little journey, you know, and I don't know, somehow I've just always seemed to be the guy, you know. it's always been something I've been pretty good at, though, is creating just little moods with, you know, atmospheric keys and, you know, melodies and chords and that kind of thing. So, you know, it comes pretty easy to me, and, you know, just it feels more satisfying, honestly, too, to play a set where it just, it's almost like playing one long song. Mm-hmm. There's something very satisifying and very, I don't know, I think that's called a real performance right there, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like having a DJ in between songs.
Yeah. Kinda, yeah.
Kinda.
But if you love me, don't let go. Whoa. If you love me, don't let go.
Yeah, so we talked a little bit about Renegade. I feel like Unsteady has been starting to pick up lately. That's the most recent single, right?
Cool. I'm glad you think that. we're hoping that it does.
Yeah. Good song for playing the theater down below in the ship with the tides, Unsteady.
Yeah, little, yeah. Uh-huh.
A little rocky on that stage.
Yeah. Yeah, that's our next single here in the States, and we're really proud of it. It's a very personal song, so we're hoping that it does well. It seems to be doing pretty well. It's been steadily going up the charts, as I've been told. I don't really pay attention to any of that. I try not to, because it would drive me crazy if I was like looking at the charts every single second of every day. I mean, it's very important, and I'm very glad that it is charting at all.
I feel like Gorgeous could be a good single.
I'm glad you think so, man. Yeah, I think it could be too. That might be the third one.
Okay.
If we do a third single, we're not sure yet.
Hmm.
We gotta see how Unsteady does.
Interesting. Yeah, I feel like Gorgeous would fit in really well with a lot of like cool pop songs that are on radio right now.
Yeah. That's the tricky thing is that it is very pop. A pop-leaning song, and we're an alternative band. And, you know, we're trying to still be good to our roots.
Yeah, when you say alternative, just like, what does that make you think of?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
this is probably your question. Probably,
yeah. Casey listens to a lot of jazz.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say alternative makes me think of, you know, any band that is really like, who's unwilling to just put themselves in a box,
mm-hmm.
and is experimental, and that can cross over into indie and pop, and is sort of in that in between, mm-hmm. you know, accessible but also adventurous, and
yeah, I mean, I wonder about the same thing. That's why.
Yeah,
I
it's
ask.
Weird. It's yeah. a weird kind of label that has been put on it, but it's there.
Yeah, because I feel like, and you mentioned indie too. That term I feel like has lost most of its meaning. But yeah. Where I feel alts, I mean, the name of this podcast is the Alt in Our Stars.
Yeah.
So I'd be lying if I said that I didn't think the word meant something, and I think it does.
It does. It totally does. I think it's that adventurous but ambitious spirit that exists in indie rock music, you know, to make it more accessible, but also different, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to do. We write songs from a very pop, with a pop sensibility.
Yeah.
But also try to experiment.
And have you guys put any thoughts in the next album yet?
I mean, we're the sort of band that we basically write and record while we're on the road. So mm-hmm. we're starting to write stuff for the next album as we were mixing this past album. But, you know, we have a lot of songs and we have a lot of partial songs. But, you know, I think we want to... We want to run with this current album for as far as it'll take us, and you know then we'll have more than enough material to drop something pretty awesome. You know, I don't want to give any time frames, but yeah, we got stuff on the burners, man. You know, we're definitely we have material, but we can't let you see it yet.
Okay,
not quite yet.
And you haven't another big tour coming up right after this, right?
Yeah, we're doing a headline run in the States with us, and Cenobose is opening for us, along with Powers and Savoirador. They're alternating some of the dates, but we're big fans of all of these bands that were taken out with us, so it should be a lot of fun. And that's U.S. And that trickles into a little bit of April and May, where we'll be going back to some of the markets that we did with Muse, opening for Muse.
Okay. It's a good gig.
Yeah, it was a great gig, man. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. They're good guys, and their crew is great. And, we got to play in front of thousands and thousands of Muse fans. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I feel like there'd be a good amount of crossover there.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like with any opening slot, it's still an opening slot. You got to work still. You know, it's not like playing your own shows. So we're excited about our headline run. It's going to be cool.
I mean, it's probably in some way similar to, like you were saying, getting used to playing the theater here, because it's just a very non-traditional kind of venue.
Yeah.
Finding a way to connect with the audience.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, to set the scene for people, there's like a little pit up in front of the stage where people were jumping up and down into it where they could stand. But most of this venue was just like a big movie theater with stadium seating.
Yeah, it's a little strange. But we'll see how it is today. I think it's going to be a lot more packed today than it was on the first day.
Yeah. Anything else about the cruise, maybe unexpected, any... fun fans who came up to you guys, anything interesting?
We've been having a lot of people come up to us because you know, you're right, our rooms are right in the rooms with everybody else, but I learned how to play craps.
Okay.
And I lost my money, but you know, it was fun. That's been the highlight of my trip so far.
I gotta admit too, man. Everyone who's come up to us and you know asked us for pictures or just said hi, they've been all such you know nice, fantastic people. So, you know, shout out to great fans. You know.
Yeah, it really is a community because like Paramore. I mean, I did the first cruise a couple years ago. I covered, and I would say maybe more than half the people on board this time cruised the previous time.
Oh, wow. Because
you get, like, first crack at tickets.
Oh, you know? I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it was sold out before they even announced the rest of the lineup.
Oh, wow. That's wild, man. Also, like I said, making new fans, man. That's how to do it.
Yeah, like, I was just talking to Lights about how you really kind of have to take a leap of faith that Paramore's people will embrace you guys because, like... ex-Ambassadors fans like had no idea.
Exactly. I mean, you know, we're pretty confident in our band that we have, you know, we have a pretty, you know, global appeal. We're proud of what we do. You know, we think we make really good music. So we basically know that no matter who we're opening for, we can at least make some new fans. And this has been, you know, it's been really, really actually very surprisingly great, you know, on this cruise, you know, especially the outdoor show. By the end of the, you know, end of our set, there was a ton of people there and they were all loving it. And I I've had so many people come up and say, you know, that they really, enjoyed the show then. And that, you know, that's always a great feeling, you know, to know that you've, you've made a new fan, you know, who didn't know anything about you before that, and now they're probably going to go home and listen to your music. That's really cool.
Yeah, so I was just podcasting with Lights, who you guys go way back with. Sam, she told me to ask you, how did your set become so much sexier?
I don't know, man. From watching Lights.
Yeah,
tell her that. She's got some moves, too. I was watching her set last night. She's got some new moves.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Looks looking good, man. Looking good.
Yes. How would you say, because she's shot up through MySpace fame, was really embedded with fans online. She's been doing this for like a decade now. How has her whole stage show progressed?
I mean, it's always been great. It's just cool to see her develop her swag. You know, she's got some real swag now on stage, and just got that confident mom thing. You know, look, that's a badass thing to do, to bring a life into this world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's gonna give you, if that doesn't give you confidence, like nothing else will. You know, so she and she looks great. You know, her show just keeps getting better and better.
And bring your 2-year-old onto the cruise.
Yeah.
And then just still kill the sets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing like double duty.
It's badass. It's also National Women's Day today. Shout out to all the beautiful women in the world working hard, doing their thing.
Yeah, we were in the spirit that we were objectifying some men on the Lights podcast.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. We were talking about the new Prime Minister of Canada and how good looking
he is. He's a sexy beast.
You know, all the dudes who I talk to think the same thing, too. So there's got to be something about him, you know.
Yeah. He's a beast.
Yeah, like...
sexy beast.
Top 5 sexiest male politicians worldwide, maybe?
That would be too hard. I think there are only maybe 2 people that would enter that category.
Paul Ryan, the other one.
Paul Ryan?
Women like him because of his beard now. Is that a thing?
Ugh. I just don't like Paul Ryan.
I didn't know he was in the running. Everyone thought Obama was pretty sexy, too.
Yeah, Obama's number one. Yeah. Obama's number one. Number one sexiest man. What's the Prime Minister of Canada now? What's his name?
I strategically just said the Prime Minister
of Canada. Yeah, Prime Minister of Canada.
Because I was like,
he's number two. Number 3, I got to give it to my boy Bill Clinton.
It's true. Old Bubba.
Sacks.
Old Bubba. Old Bubba. Number 4, JFK. Oh, yeah. Handsome as hell.
This is all time.
Yeah.
All time. Okay. Come on. Handsome as hell. Number 5, let's do, let's think.
Well, I never thought much.
Yeah, I studied history in school. I should be able to like rattle one off.
I never thought necessarily much of his politics, but I always knew a lot of people found the Governator pretty sexy.
Oh yeah. Everyone thought that Arnold Schwarzenegger was pretty sexy. All right,
there we go.
We'll give that to him.
Top 5.
Yep, exactly.
Cool.
So that's just about covers everything I had at my end.
Awesome.
I think we touched on a lot of very pertinent topics.
Oh yes, absolutely. Sexy politicians and swag dance moves.
Yeah, so yeah, good luck with the tour coming up, future singles.
Thank you so much, man.
Really appreciate it.
Keep watching those charts.
Oh yeah, I will have the rest of the guys watch the charts. I'll have them tell me when our song is number one, and then I'll look at the charts.
Yeah, I mean,
but we love Billboard, really. I mean, we've done a lot of work with you guys, and you guys have been amazing to us, so thank you.
So yeah, that's the show. That was the last of a few podcasts that I did while on the Parahoy cruise. Had a blast out there, but moving onward into festival season, I'm going to be out at Coachella, or I am at Coachella if you're listening to this on the day when I release it. I'm at Coachella right now. Going to be recording some podcasts out there that I hope to share with you very shortly. Yeah, a lot of interesting, exciting things happening with the podcast coming up. Can't give any specific artist names just yet, but some of the biggest artists we've ever had on the podcast. And also, you know, keeping up with the DIY and the punk stuff too. So want to give you a whole different sort of group of artists coming on the show, and I'm excited for what's ahead. So until next time, remember you can dig into all the archived episodes.
churches, lights, all sorts of good stuff in there. Search for Altenar Stars in iTunes. Search for it in the podcast app on your phone. Or if you're viewing this on billboards.com, go to the bottom of the story and click the iTunes link there. Also, if you have any feedback, star ratings, super, super helpful with everything we do with the podcast. And also, if you have any specific feedback, hit me up on Twitter at cpayneonaplane. I'll spell it out. CPAYNEONAPLANE. So that's that. This podcast runs every Friday on billboards.com. Subscribe to get it automatically every week. Until then, till next week, have a good weekend, everybody.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Buddy, peace out.